Okay, so listen, as I was recording that, in my few times that I get to actually drive around, I realized I was driving to the wrong place. So I needed, and this is how perfect of an example is this for this lesson, for this podcast, is that I realized I wasn't going to the right place. So my three steps forward, I had to do go two steps back, and now I'm at the right place. So I just wanted to finish this up with a little bit of a call to arms. You see, like, as long as I can remember, I've loved the scripture, "Without vision, a people perish." As long it was one of the first scriptures that really resonated with me, that as I started to kind of develop my leadership skills and learn about the importance of leadership, and so I realized life is just crazy. There are so many demands on our time any given second, and so many different media inputs, and like, if we're not careful, our life will just be sucked up by people who are calling for its attention. And so my call to arms today is this: write out your vision, both for your business and for who you want to become. We're a couple months away from New Year's resolutions. There is a lot of time left in this year to transform yourself and your business. Don't think that just because everyone else is hitting cruise control around the holidays, that you can't be enacting massive change. And so my challenge to you is that, is to use this time when everyone else seems to be getting lazy to getting crazy. So go out and do something. All right. Welcome out to 10 Minute Tesla Talk Time with Tyler. It has been way too long since I've done an episode, and the reason is that I've been insanely busy and I haven't even been in my car for periods of 10 minutes like I normally am. I've just been cranking away working at home. Usually I do these as I'm going to and from the gym. And, or actually always from the gym, because it's always nicer when you got those post-workout endorphins cranking. But something happened early October, where a friend of mine reached out about a huge project he was working on and asked me to help. And it's been a pretty amazing experience where I've been able to lean into my experience over the past 10 years or 12 years as an e-commerce entrepreneur, to use my entrepreneurial ADD almost as a superpower, where I've been able to create all these amazing new brands faster than I've ever been able to do it before, because that's what I'm being asked to do. And it was really kind of cool to be able to just focus on the front-end ideation and creation stage as a specialty, and it's been really neat. And in addition to that, I haven't been to the gym. But what's crazy is in that same time period, in that same 6, 7 weeks, I've actually lost 19 pounds, 18 point something, we'll call it 19, because of one of my clients, Justin Nall, who is the founder of Clovis. And so even though I've been working out way less, I'm actually losing weight. And so that's it. IamClovis.com, really amazing. I feel better than ever, even though, and I am, I'm looking forward to getting back into the gym, but just pretty cool that normally when this kind of thing would happen, I would pack on the pounds, but I've actually been losing weight. So what I wanted to cover in today's, kind of comeback episode here, where it's been so long since I've done one of these. And man, there's so much happening. And I mean, I recently got chosen to be on the ClickFunnels speaker team. I recently exited out a few of my websites. The family has a ton of stuff going on, and life is just not getting any slower. In fact, we are our next, 6 weeks of our calendar are just absolutely packed. And despite that, my wife and I are going to take a 48-hour power jaunt over a long weekend. Go to Dublin, Ireland. And one thing I have learned about travel is that there is no perfect time to travel. Meaning, if you want to leave and see the world, if that's important to you, there will always be something conflicting on that day, right? Like, our schedules these days are just way too crazy. And as I was thinking about that concept of how everything we do requires sacrifice from something else, every major choice we make, by nature, says that we have to say no to something else. And that's the same in business. That's the same in relationships. And so what the importance of saying yes to the things that are right for you is so huge. Because if you keep saying no or saying yes to the things that maybe aren't your purpose or aren't pulling you in the right direction, then you may be on the wrong path. And I'm sure this analogy has been used hundreds of times before. But for me, it's not always that you're going to know the step 20 steps ahead, 30 steps ahead, exactly where you want to go. But you need to have a vision of where you want to be. Growing up, I used to backpack a lot with my dad, and then I was a member of this backpacking club. And my father had instilled in me a love for the outdoors and a love for backpacking. And then when I was in middle school and high school, I was a member of this backpacking club, and we had a leader whose name was Eddie. And Eddie was a really great leader because he led by allowing you to make choices and figure things out. And there was this one time where my best friend Andy and I we wanted to take a different route to get to the next destination, to the next day's location. It was like a 9-day hike, and on one of the days we wanted to go a different route. He said, okay, go ahead. Here's the map. Here's a compass. You know where we want to go. You know where the destination is. Go for it. And so we didn't have a path, like, because we weren't on the trail anymore. We were going cross country is what we call it. And so we were, but we knew where we wanted to be. We knew that at the end of the day, we needed to be at camp with the rest of the group. And so as we went, we would be able to see one step or two step or maybe three steps ahead. But beyond that, we weren't able to see where we wanted to go because it was uncharted territory. And so as we would come around a turn, we'd realize, oh, this path that we thought was right isn't a good path because, you know, there's big rocks here or there's stuff blocking it. And so it was a lot of three steps forward, two steps back, three steps forward, two steps back. But eventually we worked our way to camp. We got there later than everyone else, even though we thought our route was going to be faster. And you see, we needed to know where we wanted to end up, but the path constantly changed before us. And I think if we're doing that kind of a thing in our business where if we're moving without knowing where we want to end up, then it's not going to be three steps forward, two steps back, because there's no forward. There's no direction to point at. So without a direction, without an objective, without a goal, without a vision, there's nothing for us to know if we're on track. And that's been something really hard for me over the past couple of years, as I've been kind of rebuilding myself and redesigning myself and deciding what it is I wanted to be and to do. And I knew that I wanted to get better at speaking. I knew that I felt a call to speak on stage and to present my message, but I don't know my message really clearly yet. So I had this opportunity to speak for Russell Brunson and for ClickFunnels, and to speak for this amazing company that's changed my life and the life of a ton of my friends, and to share their message, which resonates with me. And I believe that by doing so, I'm going to do a better job of finding my message, because I'm going to get better at the communication side of it, and comfortable from the stage, and learning how to sell, and learning how to inspire. And so I feel like that's a three steps forward for me, where at the end of it, I might have to take a step back or so and then recalibrate and say, okay, I've made progress. Now, where do I go? And so that's huge for me. And so where in your life are you looking at taking that next step? Where in your life are you, like, you've gone three steps forward. Now you're, or maybe you don't have enough vision and no enough direction right now.